News. I'm Dave Collins. The Virginia teacher who suffered life-threatening injuries after she was shot in the chest by a six-year-old student is showing improvement. Police warned Richneck Elementary School Friday after reports of an active shooter. The grandmother of one of the students wants answers.
Where did this child come from? We have to do something about this.
Where was your son at?
It's taking over now. It's taking over our baby.
Police say the boy pulled the handgun on the teacher during an argument. Students were eventually released to their families after an hour-long lockdown. No word on how the six-year-old got the gun. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's back on Capitol Hill hours after being sworn into his new job. California Republican won election early this morning after a chaotic overnight session. After accepting the gavel shortly after 1 a.m., McCarthy told the chamber his first responsible is to the American people and promised that the House will be a check on President Joe Biden and his policies. The TSA is reminding passengers that snakes do not belong on planes.
This after a case out of Florida. Workers at the Tampa International Airport recently discovered a four-foot-long boa constrictor jammed inside one passenger's luggage. It was found next to a pair of shoes, a belt, and a laptop when the bag went through the machine. Airport officials want to remind folks to never put pets inside luggage. It's up to the airline to decide which pets are allowed on board. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Grammy-winning singer, songwriter, and arranger who worked with everyone from Ella Fitzgerald to Frank Sinatra to Bing Crosby has passed away. The Hollywood Reporter says Alan Copeland passed away December 28th in an assisted living facility in Sonora, California at the age of 96. Copeland began his career as a member of Robert Mitchell's boy choir. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
McDonald's is planning to lay off some of its corporate staff. A memo to employees from CEO Chris Kempczinski said the company will be evaluating roles and staffing levels with difficult discussions and decisions ahead. Consumers ordered heavily from the company during the early stages of the pandemic, with sales jumping over the past year. Kempczinski says that the plan is to reduce work that doesn't align with company priorities. Florida is addressing the increasing number of migrants arriving to the state.
As hundreds of migrants arrive in the Florida Keys by the busloads, Governor Ron DeSantis has activated the National Guard to help local authorities ensure public safety. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, tells News Nation that border facilities are full and busing migrants around is not helping.
When you put them on these buses and transport them elsewhere, now you're taking agents from that location out of the field to do the processing.
Governor DeSantis calls the influx of migrants alarming and accuses President Biden of ignoring the crisis in the Keys. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Vince McMahon is back with World Wrestling Entertainment. The company announced it's been reinstated to its board after a sexual misconduct scandal rocked the wrestling empire. Many shows on Broadway are closing this month. This weekend, the curtain is coming down on 1776, Almost Famous, Beetlejuice, and Into the Woods. According to the New York Times, Broadway shows took in nearly $52 million during the holiday week, which was the most since 2019. Dave Collins, USA News.
Mr. Clean. I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,